Okay, I'm going to call the meeting. September 19th, 2008, of the Pacifica National Board. Back to session for the first public session. I would ask the secretary to call the roll, and then I have a few comments to make. Yes.
Okay.
Can we?
Okay. All right, Grace Aaron.
Here. One second. John, did you say that we should wait 1 minute?
No, she can start.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Mary, sorry.
So we're set?
Yes.
Okay. Grace Aaron is present. Nia Bediako?
I'm present,
Mary. You're present. Use the mic.
Present, Nia Bediako.
Evelyn Bethune?
Present.
Carolyn Burton?
Present.
Okay. AC Bird?
Here.
Kathy Davis?
Here.
Sakai Free?
Here.
Sherry Gendelman?
Present.
Ambrose Lane? Mike Martin is not present until tomorrow. Afia Nungaza?
Here.
Margaret Prescott?
Here.
Saab Randhawa?
Here.
George Greider is not present until tomorrow, I understand. Rob Robinson?
I'm present.
Rob Robinson, you are present. Thank you. Jamie Ross?
Here.
Wendy Schrell? Bonnie Simmons?
Present.
Oh. Lori Taguma will not be attending. Wendy Schrell?
Here.
Jack Van Aken?
Present.
Joe Wanzala?
Here.
Yoshio Manaka?
Here.
And Mary Berg, Secretary, is present. Nicole Sawai?
Present.
And Dan Siegel?
Present.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. So I want to welcome everybody back to the first public session of the September 2008 meeting of the Pacifica National Board. And I want to extend thank you while we are in public session again to WPFW for hosting this meeting. I'd like to especially thank again Ron Pinchback and the general manager of WPFW and James Brown, the chair of the local station board, and extend my thanks to everyone on the local station board. I want to thank again the Pacifica National staff for all of their hard work, everyone at the national office, Donna, Christine, Lynn, and Stephen, Nicole, for helping us to bring this meeting together. It takes a lot of work. The book is very important to us, particularly this time when we have to look at, evaluate, and approve the budgets. I very much appreciate their work. I appreciate the work of John Almela, and I want to say it again. He is there day and night because we only meet actually in the middle of the night, and John is always available to us. Also, I want to thank Delise for being here. She was at the last meeting. Welcome back. Thank you so much for your work. I also want to acknowledge Nathan Moore, who has joined us right now. Nathan has been a wonderful support for the bare bones effort that this network has put together to cover the elections, to cover other events. Upcoming will be the presidential debates. And I really thank Nathan and everyone else, and particularly the staff from KPFA who have given not only their money but much of their talent to pull together and act as the central producer for those special events. And as cash-strapped as we are, I'm really proud and thankful that we could put something together that was compelling and very different from the corporate media. I, again, in public session, and we'll do it throughout the weekend, want to acknowledge very specially our PMB members from Texas, Houston suffered a terrible devastation just because of the weather, which of course is weather-made but man-aggravated or person-aggravated. Maybe I'll just leave it on the men for that one. And three of them have traveled cross-country to be here with us. Again, Mike Martin, who suffered, it appears, the worst devastation, terrible damage to his house and property, no water, no electricity, nothing, and Mike stayed with his family to secure their living arrangements, and therefore he will attend this meeting tomorrow via teleconference, arranged again, I believe, by John Almela. He is ubiquitous. I think that's everything. I also want to thank and celebrate, and I'm somewhat stunned that Nia Bediako has chosen to celebrate both her birthday today.
Oh, Nia!
And her wedding anniversary.
Amazing.
No.
Abandoning Nia. Her husband.
Happy birthday.
She had a choice between here and Guantanamo, and she chose.
But I'll give up.
Guantanamo would look better, actually.
Yeah, right. By Sunday, you're going to regret the choice you made. All right. So we have to appoint a timekeeper for this session. I'm going to appoint Bonnie Simmons. We have an agenda up until 3 o'clock. I'd like the members to look at it, and I'm requesting a motion to approve the agenda for the public session. And remember that at the bylaws revisions was amended in our executive session by adding the discussion of the time-sensitive affiliates amendment. And just to report out, the executive session this morning dealt with legal issues, many of which dealt with personnel issues that were sensitive, and so that's the report out, that was what was addressed in executive session. When we go back into session, if we decide to report more out, then I will do that at the next public session. And I see people... I recognize at least two people who have schlepped down here from from New York. So Bob Letter, and I actually don't know your name.
Ray LaForest.
Hi, Ray. Okay, and Ray LaForest. And I know people. More people will arrive. So I welcome our public audience right now. So without...